I am let down that Giannis did not show me attention at the snail festival.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Beyonce.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
I've never heard
a show that way too.
A stranger statement. And doesn't snail festival sound like something they would have on, like, Smurfs? Like,
yes.
I saw you at the, or it should be with the Smurf Festival.
Or in Topanga.
Or, like, I don't know. Or, like, some type of, like, I don't, or, like, Balky on Perfect Strangers was like, you know, cousin, when we had the snail festival.
You know, it does sound more like Balky or something that, like, Rose would talk about in St.
Yes.
Elvis. Yes.
At it's the snail real, festival.
It's not the snail festival. It's the fact that she's upset someone didn't show her attention at the snail festival. She does move her mouth more in this.
Is this all a big joke? Is it?
What is it in life? Have you listened to,
like,
our show?
I know. I just, without getting too existential, I feel like this entire storyline is a joke. Like, that, and they're insulting us for thinking that we'll believe it.
I kind of enjoy it.
Well, like, for as I said before, for a complete mocking or a mockery of heterosexuality, it's fantastic that people actually believe this.
Mm-hmm.
But part of me does it. Does Chantel believe this?
I don't know. We're going to learn more about her because we're about to jump into it.
Because we know she's dumb. But is she this dumb? Is she like she needs headgear to not injure herself dumb?
I mean, if you think about her coming from the parents she came from,
yeah,
we've seen her mother try to start an Instagram live. It's very confusing to her.
Y'all, they always have like 8 seconds of nothing. In every Instagram live. It is well worth your time to go to MissKaren_nasty_or_not.
Mm-hmm. Well worth.
And watch the cringe unfold. And it's all unintentional.
I kind of want them to get more listeners or followers because I would love to see them do ads. It would be great. Yo, this is reality gays. This is reality gays.
When I'm getting home after a long day of cheerleading practice, I love, what is it? Factor. Factor.
We love Factor. Yeah, you just gonna say it wrong.
I love the cauliflower kimchi. sauce. I enjoy it.
Y'all, this is Reality Gaze. I'm Maddie. That's Poodle. And this is A Single Life, Season 4, Episode 11.
I did not write down the title.
Neither did I.
Here, you do that while we look. Well, I'll tell you what I look.
Okay. But what I was alluding to earlier, we're about to learn. Sorry, misophonia. I have a cough drop in.
Misophonia.
Phony. That's what I said. We are jumping into the family Chantel on our... We call it Classless, and that's our classic 90 Day Fiancé. We finished all of 90 Day Fiancé, and so this week we're wrapping up with a Where Are They Now?
Yeah.
And then next week we'll be jumping into The Family Chantel.
Season 1, Episode 1, where it all started.
That will be for everyone on the public tier. And
you'll
then,
get a Patreon link, I believe.
The first episode, yeah. We're even going to make the watch along that week public as well on the Patreon video.
We're giving away too much. I don't like this.
You got to give them a little bit if they want to come back for the
I
whole
don't
hog.
Like it.
Anyway, but then if you like it, you got to pay $5 a month, and that'll get you. We have a podcast of Classless every week of Family Chantel, as well as the video of us watching it for the first time for the people on the video tier, the smorgasbord.
Whenever I tell my mother that, she's like, "People pay to watch y'all watch shows."
She doesn't get it.
And I'm like, it is kind of weird.
It's weird. I think it's weird.
But I'm very thankful for it.
What was the name of the show episode?
Natalie asks una pregunta. A question.
Oh, I like it. Changed something. Natalie asks, I'm ready for this to be over just based off, actually I'm not, but just the names, whatever. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. It's pointless.
But Before we do that, I want to a couple of announcements. Live show. Tour dates are up. We just announced the Seattle date. Another live show will be announced very soon.
Very soon.
So stay tuned for that. We can't wait to...
More coming. They're just...
And we're about to unveil our art soon.
We are, hopefully. Oh, I emailed them. I don't like it when you tease now, because what if somebody doesn't get back to us?
Then I'll go down to where they live and knock on their door.
You're not going to drive to, it's like past Long Beach.
Yeah, I'm done. You're right. I'm not going down there. Is it 15 minutes away?
No, it's not.
No, I'm not going to go.
It's not.
Can I send someone?
You could do like an Uber delivery.
Can I send a Task Rabbit
to go bother them? You can, actually.
Y'all, also we're unveiling something this tour that a lot of you have said, I really want to go to your live show, but I'm not comfortable going by myself.
I forgot about this. Thank you.
I think half of our show is one bringing up something and the other is confused about what it is.
I was confused. And this was my idea even. I was confused. Sorry, go ahead. It was kind of both of our, you inspired me actually.
Yeah.
You inspired me.
Keep inspiring.
You did. You inspired me.
So we're going to have a lot of these. If you're a solo sissy, if you're coming alone, we are going to have the option for you to have a little button that says solo sissy. And if there are other solo sissies, you can make friends. Or people will just call you over because, y'all, no social structures exist in a Reality Gaze live show. You're all dick pigs. You're all friends that you haven't met yet.
Now, if you want to come to the show solo, because you don't want anybody to talk to you,
and you're like me, you're a poodle.
You don't have to wear a button.
You don't have to talk to anyone. You come to the show. Don't talk to people and leave. That's my kind of night.
That's true. But yeah, if you want to make friends, you can just put on that button. They're going to be in a bowl at the, or wherever out in front.
You've already created a bowl for them.
Well, that's what I imagine.
How are we going to get this bowl?
I don't know. The theater better have one. So it just might be in a pile.
Yeah, I think that's a better
usually
idea.
A lot of them have food though, so they'll have a bowl. That's why I said bowl. But anyway, you just grab a button, and when you leave, you got to return them because we're only buying enough for one show at a time. So don't steal your solo sissy button. Sorry.
Yeah. We're going to have someone will be out the front checking to see who leaves
with
them.
They will man it. But also, too.
Rip them off your chest.
for some of you that are not, we created a post this weekend. For some of you that aren't in the Facebook group or on social media at all, but are in RG Plus, particularly in the Patreon, we created a Patreon post, and in the comments, you can comment and say, "Hey, I'm going to Seattle." Yeah. Anybody else? And there's been some sissies, or there's some sissies who can't go now to the show and want to resell their tickets, but don't want to just put something. They want a safer place to do that.
We might try to do that on Discord too. We can do that on Discord.
Okay, and you can do that there. Just a reminder, Reality Gaze is not responsible for any financial transactions
don't
between
come at
sissies.
Me.
If some sissy rips you off, steals your wallet, which I don't think they will, but that is your responsibility.
I do it.
And we got nothing to do with it.
But it seems like a good scam to me.
We should do...
I'm always finding new scams.
We should do Discord. I'll talk to Miss Cass about that.
Yeah.
See if she can do that.
I want to... That's very easy. And I know a lot of Carl's wives are scared of Discord, but it actually is so easy. I could do
it.
I set up everything.
You did?
Yeah, I set up everything. Our Discord was set up by me.
No. It was?
Yes!
Really?
I started it.
I thought Sissy Cass did all that.
I gave it to her.
Wow.
No, she did all the other legwork, but I started it and put the original things
on. I feel shamed because I'm scared of it.
You shouldn't be.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, look at that. You say that like...
I'm proud of you.
There is a seal doing algebra.
It's like a voice cries out in the wilderness when you do technology sometimes.
Love is blind. The finale has just happened. We laughed. We cried.
We rode jet skis.
That was the previous episode, but yeah.
Yeah.
We prayed that AD's lashes wouldn't fall off. Yeah. Those poor lashes, even they wanted to get away from play.
They were like, done. The reunion looks badonkers.
The trailer has been dropped.
They're bringing back old cast members.
Yes.
Giannina.
I support this.
The Browns.
Yeah.
Why do you support it? I like it too.
Because the last reunion when we only had two couples to make it was so awful.
And
staged.
And they're going to have to start doing this to bring in, they need the color commentating.
Yeah.
From the old cast members.
Because the Lacheys can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not capable. Which is why we need new hosts. But I think that's going to fall on deaf ears because they're also producers.
Yeah.
It's like the Andy Cohen paradox.
I think he's good.
Although, I heard rumors that with all of this stuff about sexual harassment and coke, that there may be someone who stops to spend more time with family. Listen what I'm saying. Who decides to spend more time with family. And, you know.
Oh, and steps back?
Mm-hmm. Maybe stepping back.
Wow.
Yeah. Just a rumor. I think I saw it on, it wasn't Doomwall, but it was some other site.
I wish Ben and Ronnie could host
it. Like Bravo Cocktails. Boy, that wouldn't be, great.
They would make one reunion and Ronnie would say something terrible and just fuck it up.
You're right.
That's the most Ronnie thing.
I think they want people who can play nice.
No, yeah.
That's the problem. It's the same problem with tell-alls. The shows respect their trash heaps too much.
Yeah. It's why it's really sweet when some of y'all tweet, Reality Gaze should host the thing. That's never going to happen.
We wouldn't get within 500 feet of that tell-all.
Again, just like Ronnie, Poodle would say something in the first 15 minutes that they would just shut down the cameras.
I say,
the lights would turn off.
Clayton, could you hold up your hands, please? Could someone get a measuring tape out here?
All the power goes out. That's what would happen.
Can we test the moisture on your hands? Because we know they're sweaty.
We know they're sweaty. Now, but don't get it twisted, y'all. We know it's been a hard week for some of you that love and uphold gay men of them having a fall from grace.
Woo!
We're going to do what we can. So.
We never really have to fall from grace because
we never got there. We never got there. Yeah.
We'll also be covering the reunion with Two Black Girls, One Rose.
We are. I'm very excited.
And that is next week. Seeking Sister Wife is incredible.
It is incredible.
Season.
I enjoy it. I really like talking about it. I wish you would have told me to watch this earlier.
I know. I wish I would have said
something. Never brought it up. Never brought it up.
It is on the 8. Our first episode is on the free feed. Everything else is on the $8 tier. It is delivering this season.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Check out our Damona Hoffman interview.
Truth
that
bombs.
We did with so it's like truth bombs, like back rolls.
Back rolls. Y'all, no, but y'all really enjoyed that interview. We enjoyed it as well. Her book, F the Fairy Tale, is really good. Especially, she's a dating coach. She's on the Drew Barrymore. You've probably seen Drew Barrymore show as a guest. You've probably seen her there.
Damona Hoffman.
She really enjoyed your Drew. It was pretty good, actually. It was Drew and Meredith Marks combined, but
yeah,
I enjoyed
Damona it. Damona Hoffman.
And it was really good. Speaking of really good, y'all, do you want to go see a musical about a Chekhov play? Well, then you need to go see Seagull Songs. Someone asked me
Seagull Song.
That's what I said.
You said songs, plural.
But there's many songs in it. Why would you only say song?
You know what? It's metaphorical.
Oh,
so,
well, I get it.
Not the title. You never will.
Yeah, well.
I think you should be happy with showing up.
It's probably above my head. I just hope there's a hot guy in it. Oh, there's not great. It's going to be talented.
I think the
people.
Older man you'll think is hot.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do that action. Y'all, yuck. You can go to our Indiegogo or Indiegogo.
It's Indiegogo.
I like mine better. You can go to our Indiegogo link and you get a ticket to the show. And on March 23rd, you get to meet myself and Poods.
If you pay $100. Let's clarify.
You better see the... I will ask
you
for
can,
a ticket.
You can buy a ticket for $30 or $35.
I'm not meeting you.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it.
But we had a really good opening weekend, you guys. Thank you to those of you who've already donated. I was kind of moved at how many of you either said, I'm not in town, but here's some money. And because I'm a theater person and
I love
this.
It goes to the theater.
It doesn't go to me. It goes to the theater, and actually not the theater, but the theater company that is putting on new works.
Mm.
The theater, we're renting a theater. The theater's going to get money anyway.
Yeah, they're a small company. They can't afford a theater.
Well,
they just rent out the space.
In Los Angeles, there's a lot of places that have to rent theaters because they don't have buildings attached. Mm. A lot of buildings closed during COVID. So a lot of, you're sucking that water like it's a teat.
Well, that's how you drink from it. You've got to like press
it. I know
it
grosses me out. I know there are things like that. People who drink water.
So it doesn't spill, yeah.
I think it's just so gross.
Well, sorry. I love it. It's my favorite water bottle.
Great.
I don't spill. I'm going to bring it on tour.
Awesome. But can't you, is there not a straw that you can just, I don't know, that you don't have to like suck out of it, that I see the motion going in and out?
There probably is. The problem is I don't give a shit.
Fair. Y'all, the Oscars were this weekend.
Yes.
We're going to talk a little bit about it. What impressions of the 2024 Oscars?
Hi, I'm Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm here presenting the Oscars.
Yeah, and I'm Danny DeVito. You said impressions.
That is a...
You do anybody,
the
I'm
Danny
DeVito.
DeVito. That's not even close to a Danny DeVito.
Hey, Danny DeVito. Who
Oscar,
else can I
Oscar
do?
Oscar thoughts, then.
Oh.
Please stop.
Oh. Sorry. You said impressions.
Can I just go, then, if you don't have any?
I do. Overall, fun show. Nobody got hit, so that's a win. Sadly, that's where we are.
Nobody got
assaulted,
slapped.
So that's yeah. Great.
that's the bar.
that's the bar now. Jimmy Kimmel is a fine host for the Oscars.
He's edgy. He's edgy, but not too edgy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is kind of, you've got to play the nicest, I think, for the Oscars.
He hit some, but it's not like some years.
He really went after Robert Downey Jr.
That was amazing.
But Robert Downey was doing. I say special shout out to Steven Spielberg, who was just there for any comedy fodder they need. They went to him like three times, and he was great.
And he's just like a punching bag. He's like, sure.
Sure.
I'll do any bit you want to.
Whatever you need. Kate Capshaw doesn't give a shit. She's staying home. I love Kate Capshaw.
And so did Eva Mendez.
So did Eva Mendez.
I love that. I don't need your shit. I got Ryan Gosling at home, and I'm beautiful.
And I'm beautiful making soap.
Tongue pop.
I love they brought back the performers, the Oscar winners introducing the actors and performances. It's my favorite thing.
This got so much shit last time they did it. And the last time they did it, it moved me.
The whole show could be that and I'd be fine for me.
I think that's, I love the whole fucking thing. That's my favorite part.
I want it to be actors who aren't even nominated. Diane Wiest telling Meryl Streep how great she is.
Yes.
And the opposite.
Or even an actor who, I would watch it, yeah. An actor who worked with a costume designer.
Yes.
I think it makes it personal. It shows that there's this community. I think that should be the standard for presentations.
The ghost of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
AI could do it. Why not? That would be weird.
Telling Joaquin Phoenix that he admires the fuck out of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would watch.
No, it wouldn't be Joaquin Phoenix. It'd be Heath Ledger.
He's also dead.
But no, it's Joker to Joker. The old Joker to the new Joker.
That's even better.
Now we're talking. Now, on the Emmys, Philip Seymour Hoffman could do it if the guy from Capote is nominated. This is a brilliant idea. This is great.
I really think I would watch 4 hours of that.
I loved it. It moves me. I think it's.
I love Rita Moreno talking to America Ferrara.
It was.
Oh, I loved it.
It was so great. And the actors are so affected by it. That was my favorite part.
Other things that I loved. I loved when the Osage tribe came out, the Osage Nation, and did that. That was unbelievable.
The performances all were pretty
good. Except for Ryan Gosling, who blew the lid off the fucking place.
And it's so, a lot of people are already talking on TikTok and me. If you think it was so reminiscent, they were referencing Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
Yeah, totally.
It was great.
I got that.
It was great, yeah.
And then John Santa being naked on stage.
Okay. But you forget how fucking funny he is. Yes, he's hot. But I think that was the best bit of the whole show.
I enjoyed also the dog from Anatomy of a Fall.
Oh,
messy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Messy.
And they kept having his hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dumb bit, but it was a funny bit.
It was stupid, yes. I enjoyed, also my favorite presenters were, what's their names? I love them.
Please don't do this.
No, I love them. They were in the movie where they played superheroes. They're comedy people. One was in The Help, and the other one was in Spy.
Octavia Spencer.
Yes, and Melissa Meringue McCarthy.
Yes.
I
hated how she was dressed, Melissa McCarthy. Sleeves were awful.
Her style's always a little odd.
Yeah.
And her hair, but I will say, I will watch them do a comedy duo anywhere. The same way I will watch Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
One thing I need to talk about. The only misfire, I think, was, y'all, the In Memoriam segment does not need dancers.
Oh, this was a bother. This was a big deal.
I screamed about it when I was watching it.
People were going off about it. Off about it on social. I thought it too. I went, why?
It was so
distracting.
And also, remember, it's not almost like we're trying to make you not bored. For
yes,
people who just died.
Sit and look at the people who died.
I
will say, didn't know Andrea Bocelli's son was that hot.
Yeah, he's been around for a while. That son, he's been singing with
whoa.
Him.
Whoa. 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 I did not expect that. Suddenly I'm going to go to Andrea Bocelli.
Best dressed and worst dressed. Do you have any choices?
Best dressed and worst dressed. For men, you didn't really.
I barely looked at them.
Matt Bomer wore this purple tux. Velvet.
He always looks good.
God.
Gosling looked great too with that kind of like black suit with the.
A lot of men did an open shirt moment this year.
Coleman Domingo looked great with his double breasted suit, his pants.
Simu Liu looked great.
Oh yeah, Simu.
Oh, Simu. Sorry,
you're thinking like Simi Valley.
I am. see move. Yeah. A lot of people, if you didn't know, they were all that cast was in the from Barbie was it. I love that they brought all the cast in there.
I saw that too.
Who was yours?
To me, two people won the night. Zendaya.
She looked beautiful.
It's just like a perfect pink, and it sat on her well. Mm-hmm. And then Anya Taylor-Joy in that kind of Art Deco dress. That remember
that was
it.
Pretty. That was pretty because she presented with Chris Hemsworth.
Yes,
God, he was.
And it was startling. I loved Lupita Nyong'o. I loved that. I loved that dress.
Ariana Grande was ridiculous, but it was kind of referencing Wicked, so I didn't
did
mind.
Not like that dress, and I hated Cynthia Erivo's dress. I hated
that
dress.
I thought the color was pretty on her.
But the proportions were all wrong. The color can be what it is. Yeah. And I know they're referencing Wicked. It went too far. It looked like it was there. You're at the Oscars, not a New York Fashion Week show. I don't know. It didn't work for me. And we need to talk about Emily Blunt. Those shoulders.
It was weird.
It's the worst thing of the night. Did you see the front of the dress?
I don't know why it came up. It looked like she had shrunk, and the dress had stayed the same size.
That was intentional.
No, yeah.
Did you see the front of the dress, I'm asking?
No.
It looked like almost an underwear pattern. It was the worst thing of the
night. I love her. But I didn't.
Me too. Love. I love all these people.
Who else? I didn't really, now that I think about it, I didn't even really remember a lot of the costumes.
I think Davon Joy Randolph looked great.
She looked good. She gave a great speech.
Yeah.
Which speeches did you enjoy the most?
I liked hers, definitely.
I liked hers a lot.
Oh, I loved Cord Jefferson's speech about, for Best Adapted Screenplay, when he said, can we maybe make less $100 million movies and more $10 or $10 million movies or maybe $24 million movies?
Yeah.
Fuck.
That was.
Yes.
Yeah. That's really.
He was great.
I like the one that was about, this is why I love the Oscars, the one that won the documentary short, which was produced actually by the LA Times. I didn't know that was about that. LA is one of the few.
The bike repair shop?
Not the bike. They repair music instruments. That's what it's the last repair shop is. Los Angeles. I looked it up. I want to watch it now. It's called Last Repair Shop. And LA is one of the few counties in the United States left that actually will give any child a free instrument.
I had no idea.
And so they have a repair shop where they repair all these. Oh, you'll sob.
I will.
I bet. Anyway, I enjoyed his speech.
Yeah.
I wanted Lily James to win. I was a little bummed she didn't.
Lily.
Or not Lily James. Lily.
Gladstone.
Gladstone.
Did you see Poor Things or Killers of the Flower Moon?
No.
I don't think you can say that then.
You know what? I know you love Poor Things, but several of my friends hated Poor Things.
There's a mistake.
One of them's our good friend. She hated it.
I know. Saying you can't deny the performance.
You know what?
You didn't see it.
I love Emma Stone. Her speech was great. It was very her. The fact that her dress broke is peak Emma Stone.
I understand people wanting Lily Gladstone to win because she was the first Native actress. Did you see the film?
No.
She was great. It's a supporting actress
role.
Yeah, because it's small. Mm. She was fantastic in it. She broke your heart. The thing is, I know why she put herself for actress, because she was going to get better roles. And she's already getting leads in things. Mm. And, both of them were great performances, and it sucks they had to be pitted up against one another.
Yeah.
And she won the SAG Award. Lily won the SAG Award.
She did. She won the Golden Globe, too, didn't she?
No. Emma Stone won it.
I also enjoyed, who else did I enjoy their speech? There's somebody, I'm thinking it's coming to me.
It's always interesting watching you process on air.
Iron Man.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. It was just so him. I love, I mean.
I don't,
I also want to say, y'all, we need to stop fucking policing how people accept awards and how they walk into the stage when they've just done it because they don't say hello to someone or they don't blah, blah, blah.
Are people upset about that?
Oh, fuck yes, honey. Have you not? Because the people say, Robert Downey Jr., you passed the guy handing him the award, didn't say hello to him. And
who
like in
cares?
That moment, but I'm saying stop fucking policing that.
Yeah.
God, get out. Go touch fucking grass. Go.
People are in a moment.
Yeah.
Sit down.
Stop it. Go find something more important to talk about.
I don't
about.
Know that. You know what grosses me out about that is that we're forcing our boundaries on other people.
Right.
Because we don't know. Maybe he just didn't think about it. Maybe Robert Downey Jr., the guys that like he hugged or fist bumped were actually friends with him. And maybe he's the type of person where he's uncomfortable hugging strangers.
Right.
We don't, maybe not, probably not, but maybe he is. It's like we don't assume that people have to hug strangers and things like that. We wouldn't ask our children.
I don't even think it goes that deep. I just think it's like you're in that moment and you're being rushed into something like that. But everyone feels like they're the arbiter of what rudeness or impoliteness is.
But I think it kind of does go that deep. It's like with the Taylor and Mariah Carey thing. It's like we don't know what that relationship is like.
You mean Celine Dion.
Or Celine Dion. We don't know what that relationship is like at all.
Right.
We don't even know. Maybe they've never met before in their life.
Right.
Maybe someone told Taylor Celine does not want to be like it's painful. We have
right.
no fucking idea.
Yeah.
So I do think it goes into like, do we really need to have an opinion about other people's, even though they're celebrities, bodies, the way they handle that, the way and their behavior? It's gross.
Yeah.
And I'm done.
Let's talk about the show now. It's only 30 minutes.
I'm going to drink my poodle. You know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops. The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Thick drink.
Stop nursing it.
All right. I just want to say this.
Oh, no.
Gucci, Gucci. Y'all, I went to Charo, and I'm just going to tell you, I don't know if she's touring per se, but if she is performing, go. Go to Charo. I went because
go see Charo.
One of my best friends is kind of a Charo fanatic, and is a big fan of hers.
I assume this is a 70-year-old woman?
No.
It's my friend Michael. And so,
okay.
Close. He loves her. It was just Palm Springs gay.
I was going to say.
He loves her. And so his boyfriend and I surprised him and kidnapped him and actually drove down to Long Beach. It was at Cal State Long Beach. And we went to
nice.
This.
That's fun.
It was, first of all, I did not know that she's an amazing Spanish guitarist.
Yes, flamenco guitarist.
Had no idea. It
she's
was
like classically trained and everything.
It was yeah. there. She did this one ballad, and I just started crying because I was moved so much how beautiful it was.
That's kind of how she came to fame. Was that before all the coochie coochie stuff?
Yeah. Well, I kind of saw in Googling her afterwards, and it felt like when I've seen Dolly Parton perform.
Wow.
It just was like, at one point she said, turn on all the lights. I want to see all your faces. And she just walked in the middle of the crowd for like half the show, walked right like 5 feet from me. Anyway, it just was a joyous night. We were on like I was on a buzz from it all day yesterday.
You were fueled by Charo.
It was fantastic. So.
So y'all, if Charo is near you,
highly
go see her.
Highly recommend. Highly recommend.
And for your friends who are over 60.
Her Instagram is great, too. So if you don't, it's like the official Charo. Follow her. She's funny. It's good.
Who knew Charo?
It reinvigorated her career, actually.
Instagram?
Yeah, she went viral on Instagram.
Wow.
And people now are like, who is... All these young people are like, who
Who's
is this
Charo?
Person?
Who's Cap.
And they're freaking out about
they
it.
They say Cap.
That is one beautiful thing about Instagram is that it really has reinvigorated some, like, rest in peace, Leslie Jordan, but people that were older or what that have, you know, that and TikTok. We wouldn't know about TikTok because we're still banned.
Because we're banned.
Any sissies work at TikTok? Our social media manager, Caitlin, would love to talk to you.
Please.
So the glam squad's in full action.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally starting the show. And they're getting her ready for her final date with Giannis. And she's like, I don't know if I'm going to be going on cobblestones. Because, y'all, it's a surprise date. And as Chantel says, I love to solve a mystery. So I'm excited about what's going on in store.
Ugh.
She would be the worst member of the Scooby Gang.
Oh, God.
She'd say, wait, I think that that Professor Markinton is actually his Pedro in disguise.
That would be.
It's Pedro's mother and sister behind everything.
Every murder would be, it's Pedro. That's what it would be.
I love a good mystery. Oh, you dumb dumb.
She would end up fucking the murderer. What she would do.
Chantel playing Clue.
Oh.
Hit her over the head with a lead pipe.
Just done for. So he is surprising her with this new date, though. And she's like, dating is new for me, so I have my guard up. So I'm just going to go meet a man by myself in another country at an undisclosed location. I went, thank God a camera crew is following you.
On day 6 of how long you've known him.
I mean, you got to be careful. I was only going to go a block away to his house, and thank God he lived in an alley. Things could have gotten worse.
I agree. And she's like, he's like, I wish we had more time. And he's like, you know, football is a team sport. You have to have someone have your back. And she's like, I feel so close to him right now.
No, the reason she feels close to him, y'all, this is, if you're a soccer player, the best place to win someone back is to have them meet you on a soccer field in your soccer outfit.
I agree.
Well, can you imagine if a basketball or a football player who said, meet me, and he came out there in pads?
There's nothing I wouldn't do for someone in a sports uniform
there
on the field where they play.
Just because you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking what I always wanted in my high school fantasy. I would think, I'm going to get fucked on the 50-yard line.
Was that really part of your high school fantasy?
A little bit. A little bit. Even when I smell the grass of a football field, my dick moves a little bit. Just
yikes.
Think of it. You wouldn't want some quarterback to lay you down and just...
No, it was always Mr. Darcy for me. It was always...
sissies, come at us.
Mr. Darcy drenched walking over the moors.
Wow.
I would like sissies. Come, did any of you get, any of y'all get banged on a football field, a basketball court? Ooh, a pitcher's diamond. Now that would be great.
We need to get you fucked because, yeah. So y'all, she says, he says, I feel we're so close. She's like, but why do I have to initiate all the kisses and holding of hands? Well, you were at the Snail Festival.
Yeah.
And before, and she, since you've only seen each other four times.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. This is absurd.
And he tells her, he's like, of course I like you. You're very beautiful. And he leans in and kisses her. And in that moment, you see Chantel just, her, as Annie Oakley says, her defenses are down.
She's that girl. And the
You wouldn't be at this?
I would, but I would not be obsessed with, I don't want to fling.
Yeah.
This is, I will say this. I know we're laughing about this, but this is really, really poisonous behavior.
No, thank God a camera crew is following her. I would be very worried.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about it's poisonous behavior to tell yourself. And to try to commit to something this, that's why I think we can laugh at it, but it's just, are there some people who really think, well, no, you should try to connect with someone immediately.
I do.
Whenever you go.
It's like Damona Hoffman said, 70% of people believe in soulmates. 70. Even our own social media manager, Caitlin, was like, fuck, I'm one of those dumb bitches.
Well, here's the thing. If you do believe in soulmates, if you believe in the one, think of the horrible odds that are against you. And maybe you believe that there's like 50-something soulmates.
I mean, I've never won bingo in my life. I'm fucked if I believe in only one soulmate.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't limit yourselves, y'all. Fuck your way across the world.
That's what Poodle's done.
And then go to the clinic on the way back. Or take you some Doxy. I think that's for gay men mostly.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to speak to something I need to get more information of. We do not need to espouse medical advice on reality.
That
gays.
Is the truth. She says, I'm feeling like I've definitely fallen for Giannis, but I need to be, what is this, realistic.
Realistic. And so he's teaching her soccer, and she's like, this is the last one. I have to go. And she says, what do you think? Where do you think we are right now? And she's like, I don't want to fling.
It's like, I don't know your last name.
And yeah, he's kind of like, but he says to her, he's like, well, we are not friends. We are more than that. And she immediately is like,
yeah.
Feelings. He said, I like you. And he said, she was like, you should come see me. And he said, yeah, I'll come see you. And then I want you to come back and see me.
Yeah. He did say, in the past, I kind of went for it and took a chance, and it blew up in my face, and I want to make sure it's right before I do that. And then she says a great line, I'm just worried. There are a lot of similarities. Similarities.
Well, where do you think she got that from? Chantel, there's similarities. Between
that's right out of Seekit's mouth.
Yeah, it's right out of Seekit's mouth. I am so excited to watch him just mispronounce so many things.
And to watch her just absorb into him like an amoeba. Because she's saying he reminds me of Pedro. I'm like, would a waiter take her order and she's like, he reminds me of Pedro? Is it that stupid?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Does she need that much therapy that she's still so broken from this divorce that every man who comes up to her reminds her of Pedro?
Yes, because for her, it's, you know, I think when you break up and go through all that, you have stage, like, and it's been a year, right? No, it hasn't been that long.
No.
It's been like 6 months. So, because sometimes you see people that later on down the road, it's like maybe the relationship is old, but the lesson is new, like the lessons from it. That's different. But for her, the breakup is still not old. It's still new, and honestly, it should be new.
Well, I think they had problems for a long time, but I do think.
But let me add to that, and we'll see on Family Chantel because we're going off just from Hay, but they had problems for a long time. But it does seem like Chantel was the one who had that kind of fairy tale thinking, like, but it somehow can magically all work out.
Yeah. The next morning, y'all, we're leaving Greece.
This was a good move.
It's been...
Well, a good move for Chantel.
Seven whole days.
This is a terrible move for a poodle. Y'all, don't surprise someone and show up to say goodbye to them with flowers.
Hate it, because I will not have fixed myself up.
You would not have, and probably they'll
be... The glam squad handled it.
There'll be someone else you're fucking in the van.
Yeah, true. Y'all... Also, the producers brought him here. I mean,
what is that? Timed it perfectly.
I would fuck someone at the airport.
You would.
The friends, by the way, are freaking out like they're in middle school.
They are.
And this is what I wrote down. He even said, "I wish you could stay longer." This could have happened differently if Chantel could have went, "You know what? Why don't I stay a couple more days? Why don't we see where this could go? Why don't I take a chance in my life?" Which she's been talking about this whole fucking season.
She's too scared.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. So nothing is going to come to her.
Because that's how she lives her life, in fear.
So why should I care?
I don't know. I feel like a lot of this is less fake than we think, sadly.
And
that's why she's reality show gold. She's like Nunnally. She believes her own bullshit. And also she's got an inflated ego, I think.
Yeah, definitely. And Chantel says, "I love spontaneous surprises."
Me too.
Yeah, y'all are fucked. And then she's like, "Now I understand he's into me because of all these little gestures."
Okay.
Because production brought him.
Or some people might could say it's love bombing. And watch the fuck out.
I think Chantel needs Damona Hoffman.
See, that's why it's called F a Fairy Tale, because it's true. Yeah,
she really does think this is a fairy tale.
That's what I think. I think you don't want to let yourself go here. And maybe a lot of our sissies are a little more worldwide, but I think a lot of people, particularly women, are raised to think this way.
Can I just go to them and scream at them?
Sure.
It'll make me feel better.
That's fine. All you need to worry about.
It. I guess I grew up with a cynicism that says, "Well, it's not how things are in the real world, Jaybird."
Yeah, I think Mother Poodle busted that fairy tale pretty much at an early age for you.
Yeah, I didn't really believe in him.
I mean, she would have gone, "Kill, you can't even climb up here. It would have fallen out and her scalp would have fallen out, Jaybird."
Yeah. "I tried to make the kids believe in Santa, but Jaybird didn't by the time he was 5.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about Nunnally.
Yes.
Y'all, so Butter's son is back.
And yes, and if you could send the music to the director by 5, that would be great. She has to have it today. Today.
Poodle.
Sorry, I was just sending a text to the stage manager because I'm in Tech Week.
Same time. Poodle, you've reminded me of two things. One, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp.
It sure is.
And two, are you making any time for yourself during this, shall we say, turbulent time?
Well, if I don't delegate things, then who will? Do you want me to actually trust a 22-year-old intern? Sure, he has cute flowing brown hair, deep brown eyes, and an ass you could play pickleball on, but I can't take the time to explain everything to him. Also, I had to cancel my therapy appointment because 2 singers needed coaching, and I guess I'm just going to put myself last.
Oh, no. Poodle, you got to take care of yourself.
our mental health is kind of like weather patterns. For instance, normally our California winters aren't so wet, but when the conditions are right, we have an El Nino and the weather goes crazy. And right now you haven't had therapy and you haven't had time to entertain.
Uh-oh.
You know what that can cause. Instead of an El Nino, it's...
an El Caniche.
Do I need to remind you of the El Caniche of 2012?
I didn't want to attack that man in 7-Eleven, but he took the last hot dog. Oh, Maddie, I'm scared.
It's fine. Take a breath. It doesn't really count because it was in Glendale. But Poodle, the best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. And sometimes when you're stressed like this, some things might feel like a priority, but they actually aren't.
What are you insinuating?
Before we started, you called that stage manager to demand that all crew must wear blacks that are brown-based and not blue.
Well, blue-based blacks aren't really black. We all know that.
You can't hear yourself right now. Anyway, my therapist works a lot with me about coping skills to get me out of my head and into the reality of the situation. Journaling, breathing exercises, taking walks, simple things.
Okay, fine, you're right. My therapist reminds me that riding my Peloton actually resets my body and helps my mental state. I tell myself I'm too busy, but really, I need my Christine Dercole. I need her hand on my back.
Sissies, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/realitygaze today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/realitygaze.
Okay, let's talk about someone crazier than you.
Creeb!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Nuttallee.
Let's talk about her. Let's talk about Nuttallee, Nunnally, and let's talk about that Mike looks like he's in a fucking clown car driving around.
I noticed the same thing.
I just wanted to insert circus music underneath. Anyway, they say goodbye to Mom.
I don't even think Mike... I think Mom just talks Russian at Mike, and he goes, yeah.
I've decided she is... because when I watched the Oscars, I thought of this. I feel like, is she Ukrainian Jessica Lange?
Someone posted a meme on X that... Twitter's a cesspool, or X is a cesspool, except for a little bit, that Jessica Lange, she's like, translation of Jessica Lange's speaking to Carey Mulligan, who was amazing in Maestro. She was the best thing about Maestro. Mm-hmm. And it said, I admire the hell out of you carrying that faggot around on your back. Great job.
Been there.
The whole fucking movie. You deserved it.
I heard that movie wasn't great.
You know what?
I'm terrible. I didn't watch anything.
It's not. Terrible. Everything that you say is secondhand. You're like, mm-hmm. I heard from the shrew who lives downstairs for me.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
I didn't hate it. I didn't love it either. I liked the music parts of it and mm-hmm. some of the things he said. She was the best thing in it, though. By far.
Well, yeah. And in this drama,
Nunnally could win best supporting or best actor in this episode. She is firing on all Nunnally cylinders.
Who?
The cribs are flaming.
Who can line up projects for Nunnally? Because put her, I want to see her in like some experimental student film at USC. You know what? Her ego is so big, she probably wouldn't do it. That's the thing. She just wants to walk into some kind of big budget TV or film role.
Probably.
So they'll say, where's your resume and do you have a reel? She's like, a reel? Why do I need a reel? I am a superstar.
She'd be good on a show like Alias or something, where she's playing like a spy or something like that.
No, she wouldn't, because they wouldn't be able to rein her in. She needs to be in a horror movie. They cast her the right way.
I wonder if she'll still be in that horror movie now that she broke up with
Doubtful.
Jules.
Doubtful. You know what? I think she would break down on set, though. I think she would. She's just a liability.
What's a little hard about this segment is, again, it's like everything, y'all. It's funny if you don't think about it.
Yeah.
Just like Chantel. It's, I don't know. Where is your thought of, because obviously we're not a great fan of Butter.
Mike, you mean?
Mike, yeah. Did he enjoy letting her down like this?
I think he's just over it.
I wanted to believe that, and then I thought, Matt, are you just seeing the good in people? But
here's why I say that.
Oh, go ahead.
Here's why I say that. He helped get her mom there.
That's true.
I think it probably felt good because he's still hurt for what she did to him.
Really, when you think about it, she's the one that really fucked him over, y'all.
Horrendous. Treated him horribly.
I'm not saying that he's the nicest guy in the world, but I don't think he ever had any malintent now to be with her. I think he genuinely loved her.
No one could have successfully been with Nunnally. Unless you're a very rich man who treats her like a queen and doesn't expect anything out of her.
Because game recognizes game.
Fair. So Nunnally basically says, she's like the way Michael looked at me, you could write a book about it. Again, fairy tale idea. Y'all, she wants to be adored.
She does.
It's that simple. Josh didn't adore her. Josh didn't make her the Slavic ice princess that mm-hmm. everyone else has. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing she's used to.
Mm-hmm.
And she thrives on that. And that's what Mike did initially. And then as soon as Mike stopped, they got to the real world and COVID happened. Mike was like, well, I guess you're wearing a flannel now. You're not really an ice princess anymore. Mm-hmm. You're just someone I'm trying to have a conversation with. And Nunnally, not so good with conversation.
And Nunnally says in her talking head, she's like, I'm talking, Mom puts a lot of pressure on me, but one right decision can change my life and make my life beautiful and normal.
Yeah, those not high stakes at all.
No pressure.
I love that comment. So y'all, she wants marriage and kids. Nunnally basically says, we never had a chance. COVID hit and I wanted my industry, in other words, acting, mm-hmm. that I didn't find there. And she said, I burned the bridge and because of what I wanted to do, but I realized I lost family in that. And Mike's like, yeah, you did. And this is when I realize maybe they've had this conversation privately on the phone, but this feels like, from Mike's perspective, this is the first time he's heard this.
I don't think they've had this conversation.
That's why I thought this meant more maybe than you did for Mike.
I felt like it did. But then kind of my cynicism, I'm like, Matt, are you being, seeing too much of the good in people?
that makes sense.
That's what it, so I was kind of backtracking. I thought, am I being too Pollyanna about it?
How is that being Pollyanna?
Like thinking that Mike was being a good guy about this when we really weren't fans of him prior.
Oh, I
thought Mike kind of
I thought I was being too maddy about it and not enough poodle.
I thought Mike kind of just showed up how he was a lot, which is never the best.
He still does that fucking shoulder shrug where he goes,
And it, she goes, would you like to ever have a child together? And he goes, no. Why? No. She's, and then he's like, I'm ready to move on.
Move on where?
And my favorite is, have you met someone? Like, she has any right to ask. She's been with someone.
She's been with, he even brought that up. And he, she said, but I love you and I care about you. And Mike says, so I'm your backup plan. Now, he did say a phrase that, like, I went, ooh.
And he's like, you had a relationship. She's like, I barely call it a relationship.
You moved to Los Angeles to be with the guy, you crazy. He, what did he say? You want me to pump a baby into you?
Yes. She's like, we could be a friend. And she's like, he's like, I can't be your friend if you want me to pump a baby into you. And I went, let's talk about that because.
You can be Poodle's friend.
That's what friends are for. That's what friends
no,
are
no, no, no.
for.
You can't ruin that song. Keep pumping, keep dumping, giving me that love forevermore.
Put it deep inside.
For sure. That's what friends are for.
Let me know.
In good times.
In good times.
In bad times.
In sexy times. I'll be on you. I was going to try the
I can't
harmony.
Do it. It's too high. Oh, I can do it. I'll be on your side forevermore. Pumping you, you whole.
I want it. It was really a golden age for their harmonica.
Really was.
Yeah. I can't pump a baby in you.
I can't pump a baby in you.
I went, how, what a romantic. I can't pump a baby in you.
Speaking poodle for a little bit.
So y'all, and she just goes, duh.
Duh.
And basically this last bit, and he says, when you left, I had nothing. And she says, I'm going to fight for you.
He said, I'm making the divorce final.
Yeah.
And she, of course, walks off and sobs.
Cries by the water.
I will say there was one line that we didn't talk about. I feel like it really sums up Natalie. She says, we haven't talked. This was early on, but she said, we haven't talked much, but you should see his eyes when he first saw me. The way he looked at me. You should write a book about
it. Yeah, I mentioned that earlier.
But he also broke my heart.
Yeah.
That's the perfect sentence to this idea. I wanted to say, but he also broke my heart. Where Natalie is always this, it's the extremes,
yeah.
But not the reality of extremes.
Yeah.
Or in real.
I agree.
Yeah.
Debbie, yeah. There's not a lot happened here.
No.
I think. The one she says, Julian spilled the beans on my sordid past.
She did. She, as Chelsea Marr would say, she gave him an ass eating. Just ate his ass.
Again.
That's what my dad said. That's y'all. That's what we say where I'm from. We'll be like, oh man, my aunt Carol's mad at me. She just gave me an ass eating in the kitchen.
We say he really chewed me out. We don't say ate my ass. Yeah. I don't know what's better.
I
don't think either are.
I think chewed me out's a little better.
I think you're probably right.
But still, it always makes me laugh.
My father would say chewed my ass out. He really chewed my ass out.
That's really gross. Again, it's only gross up because we chew asses.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what I do. That's what I do. So Debbie says, you make me look desperate. I'm not moving to Miami anytime soon.
Mom, I didn't do that. Mom, I just, sorry. And I didn't mean to tell him about Osama.
You brought up the O word. I wanted to be the one to tell him.
Oh.
This is, I want to say one thing about this.
I don't know if this is edited to a way to make us think this could be something. Maybe he has zero interest in here. I don't know. But I'm glad she's not moving to Miami for this guy. I think they could take things slow. I don't know. It is hard for me to see Ruben as a real person because he dresses like a cartoon character.
I think what you're saying is it's hard to wonder if this is fraudacity or not because
I don't know.
Debbie kind of lives in a magical world of Willy Wonka. And
she lives like she's a children's television presenter.
And there's some beautiful thing to that. And it seems kind of like Ruben lives in that as well.
And maybe that's a recipe for, she says, this is the first time I've ever started a relationship on the right foot, which kind of broke my heart. And I don't like it that she says all of this is in Ruben's hands, like she has no agency. Because that's going to lead her to victimhood later on when it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. It's not all in Ruben's hands. And this is a way, to me, this is a way of kind of peremptorily taking herself out of the equation. She's giving up responsibility. So when she's hurt, she'll be able to lay the feet of that.
Which makes sense why she's doing that, because she took so much responsibility in her last relationship, and basically she feels like all the failure is on her.
Yeah.
That's why she didn't want Julian to bring it up, because she's shamed about it.
Yep. She feels stupid and she feels ashamed.
Yeah. Which is a thing that we aren't at the age yet where there are, you know, when I was working with like senior folks, what I realized is that a lot of elder senior abuse happens, and a lot of people get away with it because the seniors don't want to tell their family members and their friends because they don't want to be seen as just like an inept old person.
Yeah, that's sad.
It's true though.
But that's it, y'all. He says, I'm going to be brewing the sopa of our relationship.
Because he wasn't talking to her on the way, but yes. But now the sopa, he kisses her at the end. She giggles.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
And he Twitter paid her so much, she almost walked away without her bag. You really could be this person when you get older.
I know.
Because you get caught up in the romanticism. And if you had a guy, now they wouldn't have to kiss you. They would have to,
leave my lube bag there.
Yeah. What would someone have to do what would your Ruben the Cuban have to do in Miami to make you forget your bag?
You mean Paolo the Puerto Rican?
There we go.
What would he make me have to forget my bag?
You were leaving the airport. What would they have to do for you to forget your surroundings and forget your bag?
Maybe we had just gone to a fried chicken place, and he fingers me with greasy chicken fingers.
Are you eating the chicken while his fingers are in your butthole?
Before. Just a little bit, though. You asked!
Wow. Poodle's got a different type of eternal fountain of youth that none of the rest of us have.
Yes.
That's the show on that.
Only 63 minutes.
Oh, it's fine. It's normally an hour and 10.
We had a lot to talk about. The Oscars were a big deal.
We did.
It's the Gay Olympics.
It was the Gay Olympics. And also, I'm not tired of Single Life yet. It looks like we're done with Tyrae. I don't think we're going to see him anymore.
I think we may have one more episode.
Yes. And
if that.
Mm-hmm. I think
the Because there's no next week on. Did you notice that in the screener we got?
Oh, there's not.
This may be our last episode before this, for the tall.
We'll have to see because we don't get the next week.
Sometimes. We usually get it.
We get it. We don't get it for 90 Day. No, we do. Mm-hmm. We didn't get it for 90 Day last week as well. Oh, because it was
the
final one.
By the way, why haven't we seen a Happily Ever After trailer?
Yeah, I know. It's coming this week.
How the fuck have we not seen a Happily Ever After trailer?
Or we just missed it. I thought there was one. They put, yeah, there was one on Instagram.
Oh, you're right. You're right. Never mind.
So, y'all, Happily Ever After is premiering this week.
This Sunday.
So, get yourselves ready. Strap in.
Who knows if two of the couples who've been having some issues are even going to be on.
The tell-all is going to be a fucking shit show on this one already.
I agree.
Like, it's getting to where two with several of these couples, a lot of times on Happily Ever After, they don't talk about what happens outside of the show a lot. I don't know how they're not going to be able to do
that.
Well,
it's already been filmed. The tell-all's already been filmed. Oh, wait.
No,
wait.
The tell-all's not filmed. They usually
wait, you're exactly right. It filmed halfway through airing.
Yeah, it feels halfway through airing, yeah.
How are they going to do that?
I don't know.
Someone said they might take Angela and Michael off.
Maybe this was the last episode.
I think it was.
Because Chantel, that feels like a wrap-up.
It was.
Debbie feels like a wrap-up.
I think it was.
And then
Natalie and Mike.
Natalie, I mean, it was a sad kind of wrap-up.
I think it's probably the last one. I was thinking
so maybe
about
next
that.
Week is a tell-all.
Last one!
They haven't announced it yet. We know through inside information it's going to be several tell-alls.
Yeah.
But we don't want to say until
it's not going to be one episode.
Yeah, it's not going to be one episode. All right, everybody. Thank you for supporting Reality Gaze. If you're listening to this show commercial-free for what, Poodle?
Your pleasure.
Your pleasure. That's everybody on RG Plus on the $8 tier. Oh, something else I want to know. I'm so glad I remembered. Sissies, if you're listening, clearly you're not, but if you have other sissies or friends that are sissies that are deaf, hearing impaired, Apple Transcripts now.
Thank you.
It's actually really good, y'all. If you listen on your Apple device, although I looked at it, there was still stuff with, especially with my accent, it doesn't like learn the word. So it means, but for the most part, it's really good.
So it does me pretty good.
Better than me, yeah. but if you you can read it as you're listening, though, too. It will go along kind of like the way lyrics do in Spotify or Apple Music.
Yeah.
It'll play along with us. So you can, that is now anybody, if your Apple device is updated to the latest update, you will have Apple Podcasts.
It's supposedly like a new thing that people are doing a lot. They're listening to us and you can see the transcript. It's another kind of way of understanding.
Sissy Eliza is going to love it because people are going to say, when did they say this thing? And then she could just, or anybody can just go and
you
scroll and see where we are and play from that part.
Yeah.
So there you go. I guess even some of you, if you don't want to at least read our announcements to know what the fuck is going on, if someone does, it skips through our, now that we have time codes, which I'm fine with, but if someone asks a question about a live show and they don't listen to announcements, they skip it, you're not doing the work.
Well, it's on Apple, but that's it.
Well, read it.
I know.
Anyway, we're very excited for that. We also want to thank you that we found out that last week we were number 7 on broke the top 10 finally
after
for Apple TV after shows. So we appreciate that very much. No, TV and film.
TV and film.
We weren't listed on after shows. The Apple people emailed us and they put us on it because we never added our subcategory.
Oh. Whoa.
All right, everybody, that's the show. Go to realitygaze.com for information on our live shows. Go to our Instagram. Go to, you know what? I like Twitter more than I do TikTok because at least we can be fucking on it.
At least we're not banned
for no reason. Seriously, if you work at TikTok, we want to talk to you.
It happened to a lot of other people at around the same
There's
time.
There's something that happened. I think TikTok is homophobic.
Yep, that's the reason.
Who knows? In a week, there might not even be TikTok in the U.S.
That's true.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, we call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes, and if you've ever felt a lack of attention at a snail festival, you can call us.